And just on that second half, do you sort of leave yourself wondering why it's taken so long to get into the game when you look at the contrast in the two halves?
It can be baffling at times. It can. That's like I say, you know, the lead up to the game was exactly the same as any other game. But listen, sometimes you get that. That's just footballers, you know, and football, the game is not black and white. So sometimes you get a not so good performance in the first half, and then it's much better in the second. Sometimes, i.e. Saturday, you get an excellent, well, a good performance first half, and not so good in the second. Where I thought the last two home games we'd probably got a pretty good 70 to 90 minutes has been the difference. So we got 45 minutes of decent play tonight, whereas the first 45 I thought was very disappointing for everyone, fans, everyone.
And we're right in saying there were 9 changes from the last game.
Yeah.
So why was there so much rotation?
Because I could do that. We didn't. I made sure that we had 5 of our most 11 players that played games, so there was no fine for the club. We did it that way. That's another rule, the way you can do it. I've made, I think, 8 changes for the FA Cup game. I've got to make sure that the players in the squad get time on the pitch. It wasn't so much about resting players, it was more about the squad getting the time on the pitch. Whatever team I pick tonight, I fully expected to win.
So this won't really force your hand then for the weekend?
In terms of the
team selection, because you've fielded the right number of players tonight?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. No, because we've stuck by the rules. But you can play as long as you, the top 11, as long as you play 5 of them, which we did tonight. And I was conscious of that. We were fine. It doesn't make a difference now, sadly.
And you seemed fairly keen to get this done in normal time tonight. Was it fair to say that you were looking to avoid penalties?
Well, I think it's always better that you do. And I just thought at the end of the game we had the ascendancy. And I was keen for us to avoid penalties because it's a bit of a lottery. And in the end, they've missed one, we've missed two. So I was disappointed to go out. But yeah, I felt if anyone was going to win it, I know they had a couple of ones offside, but anyway, I felt if anyone was going to win it, it was going to be us towards the end of the game.